Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want it?
Yeah, go on.
Does not signify environmental connotations, though it can be used to express your love for the planet. It's often mistaken for signifying only that meaning, but a green heart emoji is instead used for acquaintances, volunteers, or friends who are your juniors.
I mean, I don't know.
But in Spanish, verde is their word for like blue. So an old, like dirty film is a green film.
Here's an interesting thing. I've just had a WhatsApp from David Turner's. David, one, two, three, four. You're five comments away from the answer. David says, Ian, have you ever converted a VHS to a format you can put on YouTube? Yes, I have, a long time ago, and you need some equipment. I haven't done it for ages, and I suspect my equipment is slightly out of date. But Pete is your man.
Speak to Pete.
And I know why you want to do it. They're going to do the computer game show. Guys are going to watch an old game show that David was on as like a six-year-old. Hey, David, can you call in?
I imagine he was pretty much the same but shorter.
Yeah. Or you could Google it. David, the computer game show, they've been howling at it. I get their show and I get their monthly podcast. I've been howling at it this month. It's so good. I hope that answers your question. And David, you're probably at work, so you probably can't call him. His family setup, he might call
he
in.
He says one sec, yeah.
His family setup is insane.
Oh.
I was howling at it, but I was also thinking, oh my God, that's terrible. That's actually, you know, that feels like abuse with a small a.
What do you mean his family setup?
His family setup. As a kid, not his.
What's up?
Family. Can you hear us, David?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
What's congratulations up? On your podcast this week. Genuinely hilarious.
I would suggest
your top 20. I don't know if I've heard 20. I would say top 10.
You've only just started listening a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah. They're funny.
He thought it was funny.
Hey, I don't know if you saw last night's stream when I was setting up Radio Anywhere, and it was basically just me tagging your shows, 30 of your shows, and putting them in playlists.
And cursing you.
There's a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
Right.
There is a lot of cursing.
First of all, I urge everyone to go and download the Computer Game Show podcast. We'll get the link in the chat in a second. Secondly... What the hell went on with you as a child?
I better be careful. So I'm around my mum and dad's now. we came down for the weekend.
Or
it will explain everything.
this could be the start of the conversation that I think needs to be had.
Yeah, no, it's weird, isn't it? But like, as I said on the show, it was never something that I thought, oh no, we had a rough upbringing, because we didn't. It was like a really happy one, but there was just these weird things that happened that you thought was totally normal.
Yeah.
Until you get older, like, for example, I thought everyone had to wait until Christmas evening to open their Christmas presents. Turns out that you had to wait until the evening on Christmas Day to open our Christmas.
Oh,
presents.
Okay.
Because I know posh people do it Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You had to wait all day. So all the other kids are tiptoeing downstairs at 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Your house.
This is nothing. When did your parents stop? When did your parents stop buying you clothes?
Oh, when I was 13.
Why? So what? You went naked?
No. We had to either wait till birthday or Christmas, or we had to use like paper round money or whatever.
And that was a rule.
Well, it wasn't like a strict rule. It's just we just stopped getting clothes for the year, so we had to do something about it.
Flipping heck!
And that was a bit weird.
This is almost as weird as Keith Malley's "You Are Not Allowed to Laugh at the Cat."
What's that?
Yeah, he had a list of rules. I mean, his upbringing was pretty strange. But Keith, from Keith and the Girl, one of the rules in the house was you are not allowed to mock the cat in her presence. You're not allowed to laugh at the dinner table or too loudly outside.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we were allowed to laugh at least, so we had that.
How did your family get, and I kind of empathise with this, although we never went as far as you, how did your family have free childcare in the summer?
And they sent us to a Christian camp across the road because we lived near Malden Park in Malden, big old park, and in the middle of it, there's sort of like this huge stage. And during the summer holidays, they used to have this Christian camp. You didn't stay there, but it was all day long. You would turn up and there was all different age groups and they had these big presentations on stage, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. None of us are religious. We're not.
In fact, you're Jewish, right?
Yeah, I'm a bit odd. None of us were religious. But Mum and Dad used to just send us over there, like all the way through summer holidays. It was really bizarre.
You got sent to Sunday school, though, didn't you?
We had Sunday school and Wednesday club, and it was very happy clappy kind of church, and it was. It was white, but it was very, very happy, clappy kind of. It was gospel tabernacle. Right. And looking back, I go, God, there was only like two people of colour there. And it was this lot of big acoustic guitars. But we used to play games, David. And we had a great game. It was my favourite game. We had to stand up holding your Bible. And they would say, sheathe your swords. And you put your sword under your Bible. Draw your swords. And they'd say, Corinthians 2, 15. And you'd have to find that quote and read it out. The first one to read it out was like the winner.
It was called Christian Soldiers, wasn't it?
I don't know. The game didn't have that name, but it was always between me and Fiona King. Fiona King, of course, whose brother was Wayne King. And I was so good. Sheath your swords. Draw your swords. I was so great at that. Go on, you were going to say something about yours.
Did you have a gift shop at the end of your thing? Because we did. There was loads of tables out with, like, you could buy, like, just anything really, but with Jesus's face on it. And like, even though I wasn't religious, I didn't pay attention throughout the whole thing. I just used to play the games or whatever. I still wanted like a Jesus rubber or something.
Mom, he's got a nice face, isn't he?
He has this sort of friendly.
In many ways, the rubber is symbolic of Jesus washing away your sins. Away.
All you have to do is say you're sorry.
I remember once I told a girl to piss off and I got in trouble for that. She said she had an Elvis. She said she had an Elvis record, and I went, "So have I." Piss off!
Oh,
I remember piss.
Why did you do that? A bit mean.
It was. I just remember piss being very the specific word. That's the thing. But also, we'd have things like there'd be like games and stories on going on, and then they'd say, "Before we start this, if anybody would like to invite Jesus Christ into their heart, just put your hand up, and we'll go out in the hall and do it." And
well, surely he knows.
So we'd go, yeah, sure, do that. And then I remember going into the hall of this weird, like, community centre. It's still there. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I went and parked there and I kind of looked through the window. Still, I might go in one day. And I'm like 6 or 7. And we got on our knees, got down on our knees, and we actually prayed and invited Jesus, which is a great, listen, that's.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That's a great thing to do. At 6 or 7, I didn't have a clue what I was was doing. People want to get down on their knees, invite Jesus in. Wonderful, beautiful. That's great. But at 6, it was a bit weird. And this is not a knocking of Christianity. This is
No, it's not. I've no problem with it at all. It's just when I look, when I think back, I think how religion just wasn't part of our life. Other than when they needed someone to look after us for a bit.
I also heard in your podcast that you were lucky enough to broadcast a breakfast show at your school's...
Sorry, I'm on the phone. I'll be right to Ian and Kath.
Okay. You haven't seen my keys anyway.
No, I haven't seen your keys anywhere, sorry. Okay, I'm in so much trouble.
This week is supposed to be about us, actually, and you're talking
to
them.
You're talking to who? You don't know them.
You were lucky enough to present a breakfast show. This would be the last one, and then you can go.
Present
a breakfast show on your local, your school radio station.
Yep.
Wow.
Hang on.
When we were at the Brit school, so they got a week FM license, and I was given the breakfast show. I remember I was really nervous about it, and I said to my parents, right, here's how you tune in. I'll tune your radio in so you can listen to it. This was like in the morning, went off, did the show. I thought it went well. And then I got home in the evening and I was all excited. I went up to my dad and said, oh, did you listen to it? And he said, lasted 5 minutes. You've got an awful voice. I didn't really feel like it didn't hurt me or anything. Like, I wasn't upset by it. But thinking back, I was thinking, a bit weird, isn't it?
Maybe it's like, you know that M. Night Shyamalan film, Unbreakable, where the bad guy goes around just like blowing stuff up and crashing airplanes because he said he wants to find a real life superhero because every superhero has to have an origin story. Yes. So he does all these terrorist acts until Bruce Willis survives a plane crash and goes, ah!
There you are.
Maybe maybe your dad's that guy and you're Bruce Willis.
I don't think that's the case. No. I think he's just a bit of an arsehole.
David, go and spend time with your family, you weirdo.
Okay, I'll speak to you later.
Thank you very much. Tutty bye. Honestly, the shows this week are so good.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine for longer podcasts, full shows and loads of other perks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.